Let's go to Grant Morris, historian from Victoria University of Wellington. The COVID-19 crisis has arguably, says Grant, returned Australia and New Zealand to the pre-1901 era, where we talked about Australasia as seven separate colonies rather than two separate countries. We hear daily reports about Victoria, New South Wales, Queensland and Tasmania, almost as if they were separate jurisdictions. So what could that mean for a trans-Tasman relationship? Grant joins me now. Hi, Grant.
Hi, Jesse. How are you?
Yeah, good. Interesting observation from you. What were things like back in that period, sort of beginning around Treaty of Waitangi and leading up to 1901?
Yeah, so I actually want to go even further back than that and, you know, just get your listeners to imagine, you know, New Zealand from Cook's voyage in 769 through to Federation of Australia in 1901, and that long period in which we didn't have Australia and New Zealand as such, we had the seven, as separate states, independent states, we had these seven colonies of, you know, of the British Empire. Now, they all became colonies at different times, but that's 132 years of different rates and different ways of development.
And so can you introduce us to the various different colonies at the time?
Yeah. So let's start with New South Wales, because New South Wales in many ways is the power base of Britain in the South Pacific. And, you know, the 1788, the fleet comes in, it's the penal colony, and Sydney gets established. And the rest of the British settlement of this part of the world is really run from there. And that's the top dog in terms of the colonies until you get to the Victorian gold rush of the 1850s. You've also got Van Diemen's Land, that memorable name, which is, of course, the island we now know as Tasmania. Mm. And that in itself is interesting because when you think of Australia, think of that huge continent. But Australasia, of course, is that huge continent plus, you know, three islands, Tasmania, North Island, South Island. So a lot of this is about perception. Then we have South Australia. In many ways, even though it's much of it's a desert, in many ways, history is quite similar to ours in the sense that it was there's a lot of planning that went in. It was a Wakefield-inspired colony. 1834 it was set up, so not too far before New Zealand. And strong connections. Governor Grey, George Grey, was governor there before he came here. Richard Hanson, one of their premiers, was our first lawyer. Torrens system of land registration we took from South Australia. And then, of course, New Zealand becomes the colony in 1840. And actually, for the first year or so, we were part of New South Wales until we got ourselves set up here. Then, of course, Victoria. And now Victoria has the great gold rush of the 1850s and marvellous Melbourne, you know, comes sprouts out of almost nothing. So the power not shifts so much in New South Wales, but starts to be shared from that point between Victoria and New South Wales. And then Queensland colony in 1859 and Western Australia in 1890. So that completes the seven.
So at what point does there become a clear distinction between Australia and New Zealand?
Yeah, so in those final decades of the 19th century, you have this move towards federation. So it's talked about for a long time, and New Zealand is very much part of that conversation, as many of your listeners will know. And we had the option, we were there at the first few meetings of the seven colonies to work out how this you know, may eventuate. And then we decided, no, it wasn't for us. So as we got closer to that federation date, which of course is 1901, New Zealand decided we weren't interested. A number of reasons for that. You know, there are fundamental differences, and most obviously Indigenous peoples of New Zealand, Māori culture was a clear distinction. Also geography. And, you know, the Tasman Sea is large, and that distance was an issue. But then again, so is going to Perth. It wasn't just distance. And, you know, partly it was just politics. You know, the politicians in New Zealand didn't want to share power with what would become Australian. So in 1901, the six colonies, so they're not all mainland Australian colonies, because you've got Tasmania, but the six, what we now know as Australia, and the states of Australia, they joined together, and we were left out. So, you know, for about 100 and, well, I would argue till this year, you know, we've very much talked about Australia and New Zealand.
And so now, though, you're thinking back to those days, and that's because of COVID-19.
Yeah, and as a historian, you know, I can't remember a time in my lifetime anyway where we've talked so much about Australian states rather than Australia, the country. I mean, you know, when I'm having conversations about, you know, what the situation is in Australia or hearing about the travel bubbles or, you know, what governors are doing, you know, it's Victoria, it's Queensland. And of course, they've shut their borders to each other. So they are actually operating in many ways like separate jurisdictions, because the states have power over health. And the premiers of the different states have become far more powerful during this crisis than they were before, and almost acting as though they are, you know, the premiers of colony pre-1901. So, you know, for historians, you've really got to go back before 1901 to see Australia fractured in this way. And so from a New Zealand point of view, you know, in many ways, we are part of that. We're the seventh part of that. And so, you know, I mean, how many Australian premiers could you name before this year? But I think most New Zealanders will know Daniel Andrews at least now, in terms of the Victorian premier and having to deal with that crisis. So
Yeah, no, go ahead. And so this talk about travel bubbles, as long as that continues, we'll continue thinking about Australia as being broken up in that way.
I think so, because the conversation at the moment, and it's a little bit hard to follow at times as to where we're up to, it goes forward and back. But, you know, Scott Morrison's talking about travel bubbles between New South Wales and South Island, but not the North Island. And, you know, we're talking about possibly Queensland, but the Queensland's been very protective of its borders. And then we talk about, what about Tasmania? You know, island to island. So there's so many different permutations. And, you know, Victoria is being left out, of course, because of the COVID crisis there. And it's very much, you know, part of the Australian mainland. So it's, you know, it's just that way of talking about it and visualising it, which is more akin to pre-1901. You know, when we did have the separate seven colonies, then, you know, we're so used to now just talking Australia and New Zealand, whether it's rugby or economics, especially from this side of the ditch. And, yeah, I would argue that we're getting back, at least for now, you know, talking about seven different jurisdictions.
Grant Morris, really appreciate it. Thanks for your time today. Grant's in every couple of weeks as our resident historian.